There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, every now and then we talk about nature, you know, because we like to. You know, we humans can't just study humans, okay? We need to know what's going on with our animal brethren. And this was kind of an interesting study where they say bees naturally vaccinate their babies. And we're not talking about any bee. We're talking about queen bee. They naturally immunize their offspring against specific diseases found in their environment. So these scientists figured this out from Arizona State University, University of Helsinki, University of Jyväskylä, and Norwegian University of Life scientists, because they studied this bee blood protein called vitellogenin. Okay? And they said this protein plays a critical role in bee baby protection against disease. I hate bees. I've been stung by bees. I am scared of bees. So even calling it a baby bee doesn't make it any more lovable. Okay? I still hate bees. But if the bees can do this vitellogenin transfer, maybe we humans could do that too. Now, the process by which bees transfer immunity to their babies has been a big mystery until now. They said what we found is it's as simple as eating. They said our amazing discovery was made possible because of 15 years of research on this vitellogenin in a honeybee colony. The queen bee rarely leaves the nest. You know, she sits there, she's a diva. She's like, look, you guys serve the queen. And we're like, all right, we'll serve you, queen. You are queen bee. You're damn right, I'm queen bee. So worker bees have to bring food to her. That's really nice. If I ever get reincarnated, I'd like to be a queen bee. All right? Forager bees, that are the worker bees, can pick up pathogens in the environment while gathering pollen and nectar. So back in the hive, worker bees use this pollen to create royal jelly, a food made just for the queen, but it could be contaminated with bacteria from the outside environment. After eating these bacteria, okay, the pathogens get digested in the gut, and then they get into the body cavity, and they are stored in the queen's fat body. Don't call it that in front of her, though, because she will get, woo, testy. Do not tell the queen she has a fat body. But it's an organ similar to a liver. Pieces of the bacteria are then bound to this vitellogenin protein. And it's carried via the blood to the little baby bee eggs. So the bee babies are basically vaccinated and their immune systems are better prepared to fight diseases found in their environment once they're already born. You get that? So the worker bee exposed queen bee to this bacteria in the royal jelly. She eats it. She makes some sort of degradation product that gets transferred to the bee eggs. Now the bee eggs get exposed and then, I guess, vaccinated. Vitellogenin is the carrier of these immune priming cells, something researchers did not know until now. I bet there is a process already going on in humans. Now, bees vaccinate their babies against some disease. Many pathogens are deadly, and a lot of insects are unable to fight them. Now, researchers understand how bees vaccinate their babies, and it opens the door to creating the first edible and natural vaccine for insects. Now, some of you are like, why the hell do we care about insects? You know, let the suckers die. I'm with you on that one. I mean, I really don't like insects. But remember, in order for us to go through the whole pollination process and have our flowers grow and everything else happen, you need the bees and you need these insects to be alive. Okay? You need them. Okay? Like spiders. We need spiders. Don't ask. I still don't know why. But I guess, you know, because we could study their webs. Maybe they keep the cat out. I don't know what they do, but, you know, we need them. God created them for a reason. All right. So, and then remember, with flowers, you get fruit, and then we get to eat. Okay? So they say we are patenting a way to produce a harmless vaccine, as well as how to cultivate the vaccines and introduce them to beehives through a cocktail that the bees would eat. I know, doesn't it sound nice to be a bee? You got royal jelly, you got worker bees who are designed to feed you, now you get cocktails. This is nice. Humans depend on bees and other pollinating insects for a huge portion of their food supply. Insect vaccines could play an important role in helping to combat colony collapse disorder, in addition to fighting a variety of diseases. Remember these bee colonies were collapsing, and we're like, what the hell is going on? You know, and we start to like do the dance and be all happy. No. Okay, that's not a good thing. All right, when these bee colonies collapse, we're having less issues with pollination. Okay, you know, flowers need sex, just like all of us do. I know you think flowers are all happy, and then no, but they shrivel up. You know, you don't use it, you lose it. So in order for a plant to have sex, there's asexual reproduction where some of the pollen may mix with each other, or you get bees going from one plant to another, dropping each other's pollen off. Okay? So a lot of things are getting kind of mixed and matched, right? Like, unfortunately, it's some, you know, well, we won't go there. So it's important stuff. Okay, and then they say it can have positive impacts on all food production, all egg-laying species. I laid eggs, two of them. Stone and Brock are two of the best eggs I ever laid. I laid those eggs, then they cracked open, and out came some googly eyes, including fish, poultry, reptiles, amphibians, and insects. You know, I gave a lecture. I gave a little talk to, I don't know if I was giving a talk, but I think all of us mommies had to be at the school. And we had to get up and talk about, you know, how much we love our kids. And for some reason, the moms just started this path of talking about when the kids were born. And then some of the moms were going into the labor and not joking, and then going into the C-section and thinking they almost lost the baby. And so moms were crying. And the conversation, by the time it got to me, it was pretty dreary. So I stood up and said, I don't know what all you women are talking about, but I went to the grocery store and went to the egg section, and that's where I found my kids, these little googly-eyed gray eggs, and I cracked them, I scrambled them up, and I made the kids. That makes more sense to me. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen and Tom, who's working the dials. All right, this is an interesting email I want to read to you guys here. Brandon writes, "Doctors don't read. I asked my doctor about a new medicine, and he looked at me like I was speaking alien. Doctors tell us not to go online and read WebMD, but then we study up. You all are stumped. Why? How does this happen?" All right, so basically what it looks like he's asking is, here we are as physicians telling you guys to not go on the internet and look up diseases and et cetera, because the internet could give you bad information. And then you ask a doctor about a new medication and he looks stumped. You know, are you going to be more well-read than your doctor. It's an interesting topic, okay? Because, I mean, we doctors are busy. We are really busy. I mean, I do radio. So I have to prep. I don't prep for my clinic, okay? I prep for my radio show. And as a phenomenal benefit, I have all this information after hours of prep work each day and night for my patients. Yes, there's a new medication that's doing this. There's a new this. Remember the Cologuard to look for colon cancer? I talked to you guys about it, you know, weeks before doctors knew about it. All right? Because, again, I looked at it. It was a headline. I know what's coming around the bend. And then I could tell you guys about it. So I'm very, very fortunate because of my second job. But if I saw patients all day, and I saw patients at the hospital, and I was doing reports, etc., would I really come home and read the latest medical information every single day? Probably not. You get tired. You get burned out. Now, some doctors get these medical alerts. So they'll get these medical alerts on the newest and the latest and the greatest. But they don't have the time to study it for the amount of hours that I do. And so it may be frustrating for you, but you know, we're only humans. Okay. Yeah. I mean, there's only so much we could do in a day. Okay. And that's why we have to recertify and do our CME, et cetera, so we could stay up to date on the latest and the greatest. You know, I just got, back from a weekend with the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians, and that's what they do. They, you know, go over and they bullet all sorts of information. We did this game called Jeopardy, and they asked me to be one of the contestants, and I was really kind of scared because, you know, yeah, I do radio and I'm a doctor, but I always feel like there's always people smarter than me, and there are, all right? But it was very, very interesting because some of the questions that I answered, okay, and I won. I ended up winning. But some of the questions I answered had nothing to do with intelligence or whatever. It's I knew about it because of prepping for the show. And the people I was up against were very, very smart. And they knew their stuff. And I was intimidated. All right? But, again, you know, these are things that, when you not only reading. I mean, you have to actually know a lot of practical. Practicality. So the question is if your doctor is not going to know about Truvada or not know about the latest hepatitis C treatments, etc., should you guys go and take it upon yourselves to go and educate, okay, and go on the internet and learn, etc.? What I would recommend you do, okay, all right, because I don't want you reading somebody's blog. I don't want you getting false information. Some of the studies that I look at, like if you want a good, like a half hour of updates, go to the Google Health section. Go to Google and then go to Health. Like I'm pulling it up right now. Okay, it's great. It talked about the bees. Remember I just talked about the bee story? Yeah, that's on there. It talks about a turbo lift elevator for people with physical disabilities, which I'm going to talk about that. Standing, better for your health than sitting while at work. I actually wrote an article for Epic Times on this. So there's ways to get some bulleted health stories that way. WebMD also gives, drugs.com also gives a lot of good health updates. I don't mind you guys educating yourselves, but I don't like you reading somebody's blog and then getting health information from that. I don't like you reading somebody's advertisement. A website advertising a drug or a nutraceutical or a supplement and then you learning all your information from that. You need to be very, very careful. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one of the articles I wrote for Epic Time was the standing. Standing appears to be better for your health than sitting while at work. Now, some of you guys are like, well, duh. All right, but some of you guys will also remember last week there was a study that came out saying not so fast. People on their feet all day at work have issues. They do. If you have a stand-up job, if you have a stand-up job and you're on your feet at work, okay, you can have back problems. You can have muscle aches. You can have muscle weakness, etc. Okay? So you're right. You're not all completely in the clear. However, compared to sitting, you're still doing better. So a new study looks and how they, you know, when you sit at work for long periods of time, it could put you at risk for obesity, diabetes, colon cancer. But standing was found to cut blood sugar by 2% and triglycerides, which are fats in the blood, by 11%. So they also found smaller waistlines and smaller BMIs. They looked at 782 participants between the ages of 36 and 80 who were taking part in the Australian Diabetes, Obesity, and Lifestyle Study. They were given activity monitors for the study. The monitors accurately tracked total time spent by these participants while sleeping, sitting, or lying down, standing and stepping, walking, and running. So before wearing the monitors on their thighs for a week, the participants gave blood samples and measurement of their blood pressure, height, weight, waist circumference. Then researchers used this statistical technique called isotemporal analysis, pretty sexy sounding, to estimate the potential impact on health of reallocating time from standing to sitting or stepping. And 2 hours a day of sitting, when they replaced that with stepping, it led to 11% lower average of BMI and a 7.5 centimeters smaller average waist circumference. Wow. I forget how long the study was. Furthermore, blood sugar levels dropped 11%. Triglycerides went down 14% every 2 hours spent walking rather than sitting. So the lead author says basically get off your butts. They say standing alone can bring significant changes to health, and sitting desks should be replaced with sit-stand desks at workplaces. Now, I know a lot of you guys are like, wait a second, Dahlia, you don't understand, okay? When I sit at my desk, okay, I got a chair with a lot of cushion, so if I have to fart, you know, it goes into the chair cushion and nobody can hear it. You stand at your desk, the whole place is gonna hear. True. I mean, I'm not saying the system's perfect, okay? There's a lot we're able to do at our desk. It's much easier to hide your phone when you text, etc. But, you know, there's things you should do at work, okay? All right? You know, get up, stretch. I like messing around with coworkers. I like walking around and screwing with people and, you know, smacking them upside their head and knocking off their hat. Huh?
Amen. I do that all the time.
I know. Isn't it fun? You know, and they're probably going, Tom, get back to your workstation. You're I'm over here.
I'm actually getting mean mugged right now by one of the people that I constantly harass all the time. And
yeah,
it's hilarious, and I enjoy it so much.
And you're slim. You are, right?
Yep, I'm super skinny. Actually, I just sent you a picture about the chairs that we've got here. It has nothing to do with, you know, health or anything. It's just that, you know, these chairs are the devil, and they want
to snap
my back in
half. Oh, my gosh, look at that. You know what? It looks like a lot of wear and tear from gas.
Oh, actually, it's from people having those boots that have the little hooks on them for your laces, but not lacing it, and then sitting on your feet and then watching the hooks hook into the chairs. Every single chair looks just like that.
Oh, they're funny. They are really torn up.
Feel free
up.
To post that if you want.
You guys, I should. I like the one where you can see the butt, and luckily he's not... is that you? Is that your buddy?
No,
that's
the guy who was just telling you he was mean mugging me. Trevor. He ran your show the other weekend.
Oh, that's Trevor. Okay, tell Trevor we could see a plumber's crack in there.
Oh, Trevor.
Yeah.
You heard that.
Yeah. But you see how fun, you see how much fun you guys can have when you guys are at work and you walk around. I know the boss is going to be like, wait a second, hold the phone. What is going on in here? You know, and boss walks in, you're like, no, you know, Dr. Dahlia said we need to walk, we need to move, we need to exercise. If he won't let you, then at least while you're sitting at your desk, do some toe tapping, do some leg lifting, get up and stretch every hour for about 5 minutes. And, of course, my favorite, Kegel. All right? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you enjoying the Dr. Dahlia Show? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. The Dr. Dahlia Show has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/Dahlia. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show.
Hello, I'm Dr. Dahlia, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at gcnlive.com/Dahlia. That's gcnlive.com/Dahlia.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Over 2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Checkbookira.com. Checkbookira.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, one of you sent me this list of poker terms. I really appreciate it, guys. Last hour I was talking about how I played in a poker tournament. It was the second time I played in a poker tournament, and I really, really stunk at it. And one of which is I really didn't understand a lot of the terms. So one of you guys sent me something from WSOP.com, okay? Like, for example, you know, the dealer would tell me, all right, ma'am, you have options. And I was actually sitting next to my husband. And I go, I know I do, but don't bring that up in front of him, you know, all right? She's like, no, you have options. I go, okay, I'm going to stay. She's like, no, you can't stay. Your option is to bet, to fold. And, you know, it was pretty, pretty confusing, okay? You know, like, for example, here it says bad beat. A bad beat is when a player who initially had a substantial statistical lead over an opponent loses his hand to that opponent after a flop, turn, or river. That's what happened to me. I had a straight. And I don't know why I gave it up, but I gave it up. And then that was, I think, a bad beat. What's a river? The final of the five community cards. This is what I recommend. Before you guys play poker like I did, learn the terms, okay? Like, for example, there's a term here called quads, okay? Now, quads to me means your, you know, quadriceps and, you know, your thigh muscles. No, no, no. Quads means four of a kind. I wouldn't do that. If I had four of a kind, I'd be like, I have four of a kind, ah! All right, what else did they have? Open-handed. It's a category of games characterized by a part of each player's hand being exposed. I end up yelling and screaming throughout the whole poker tournament that everybody sees my hands. And they yell. It's limp. Apparently, it's a slang word for calling, implying it's not an aggressive move. So if your co-player makes the move, all right, and it's basically a wussy move, and you guys know the word. The word we were using was not limp, okay? We were saying, you are such a wussy. You know, that wasn't the exact word we used. We really, really ripped each other to pieces. You say, you know what, that was limp. Speaking of which, I told you guys that one of my ex-residency bosses was there, and he kind of runs the National Academy of Family Physicians, and he was there playing poker. But that didn't stop me from being obnoxious. Well, his younger brother and his son were sitting at my poker table, and he was sitting at another. Now, that, to me, is some great entertainment, because now I get to mess with him. So, of course, I told his son that, you know, I was his first, and, you know, how could he not remember me, you know, and, you know, we shared that one beautiful, you know, night. And, you know, of course, you know, Tom is like, what's going on over there? Nothing. Your baby's fine. It's okay. We got your baby covered. And we really wrote him. And we tried to figure out how to make, you know, his kid bet poorly. But his uncle was sitting at the table. And you see, Tom purposely made sure that his son wouldn't be shark bait, all right, for us. Because he procedurally put the uncle. Okay, well, don't worry. I can handle the uncle. Okay, so the uncle's sitting there, Tom's brother, and he's sitting there playing, and I'm like, I gotta mess with this guy. So I start screaming. Now remember, Tom's wife's name is Katie. So I start screaming things like, no, Katie's cooking does not suck. How could you say that? So I started screaming things that he was saying about Katie, and they got worse as they went, as the night began. And then Tom would look over and go, what's going on over there? And of course, the younger brother's like, I swear I didn't say anything about Kate. And I'm like, yeah, he did, guys. Did he just say that? They're like, yeah, yes, he did. So we were working really, really rough on the button. So by the time we got done with this guy's family, you would think we would have won. Well, it turned out that the younger brother is actually the one who won the whole entire tournament. So he must have been a ringer, which was really, really no fair. But poker can be pretty, pretty nasty. It can be pretty, pretty. There's a word called muck, okay? Muck with an M. All the discarded cards in a hand, if a player folds, he tosses his hand into the muck. And the funny thing is he usually says something that rhymes with that when he has to fold as well. There's also a term called kicker. If you have the same hand as another player at showdown, the one with the highest kicker wins the pot. So if it's 7-7-5-5-2, you have an ace-king, and the opponent has a king-queen, you win, because ace beats king, your ace is the kicker. And then the other guy goes, man, that was just a kick in my blank. next term nuts. Nuts. The best possible hand one could have at a given moment. So if you have a pocket sevens and the flop, I don't know if the flop is 7-6-2, you have the nuts at this point. All right. I you know what? I played with a lot of cojones also. I really, really did. Overhanded, open-ended, pot committed. Pot committed, I think, is when you have committed to smoking pot prior to playing poker. And I don't smoke pot, but I could swear some of the players at that tournament did. They say pot committed is a situation that likely requires you to call due to the amount of money in the pot vis-a-vis your remaining stack of chips. Oh, speaking of chips, okay, this is funny. Okay, during a poker tournament, and I, you know, you would think, having grown up in Las Vegas and been here off and on since 1981, I would know more about gambling and more about poker than I do, but I don't. But I guess in the poker tournament, as people start leaving the game, okay, they start to condense the tables. So I see a man with, actually a really good guy. He was a colonel. All right, colonel in the military, so real good guy. But again, I'm not immune to my giving him crap. So he's walking around with this acrylic chip holder where you could have all these chips on there. So I'm like, wow, I see him holding a holder. He must have a lot of chips. Okay, he only had like 5 chips on there. So he's walking around with this acrylic chip holder, there's only 5 chips. I'm like, wait. So I interrupt the tournament to call him out and go, wait a second. You have enough chips to hold between your 2 pinky fingers, and you're walking around with acrylic chip holder, please. But you see, the reason why you do that is an intimidation. Poker is about intimidating the others. It's about bluffing. It's about, you know, and I'm not a good actress, so I tried to bluff, and it just didn't work, especially when somebody would go all in. But, you know, I would suggest, if you guys really want to learn about people and really try to figure them out, play poker. Now, you got some people with poker faces, okay? I could still read a poker face. I just can't, okay? And I could sing the song pretty well, too. But it's not the poker face. It's the air they give. And it's not the poker face. It's them looking around, okay? You see a hand. If they really, really like their hand, and they have a good hand, they put the hand down, and they're fine. But if they have a hand that they're just a little bit nervous about, they'll put the cards down, but then they'll just kind of look around. And they'll look around to see if it's worth, you see what I mean? And my last night or the other night, I was just trying to figure out what everybody had. Okay, I bet you have 2 threes. Okay, I bet you have 2 aces. I had 2 aces, and I still lost. I don't know. I was dealt 2 aces. I'm not sure what the hell happened with that. All right, so did I teach you guys a lot about poker? I think poker has, you know, one of the best odds against the house. Okay, craps has one of the worst odds against the house. You would think you'd have better odds because you could play the come or the don't come, the pass or the don't pass. You could, it doesn't matter. The house always wins. But poker, you're not usually playing the dealer. The house is going to get their money because you have to pay them for the tournament. But I think you have the most chance of not letting the house take your money because you already paid them up front. You see what I mean? Does that make any sense? Blackjack, roulette, All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, a man finds meth in his in-and-out meal, and he's suing them. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen, and Tom working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a man is suing In-N-Out after finding two blue meth pills and a napkin in his drink. Fred Maldonado of Carlsbad, California, filed lawsuit in L.A. on Wednesday, alleging negligence and strict liability. Apparently, on March 9th, 2014, he ordered a burger and a drink. I love In-N-Out. They are just so yummy. Okay? He, I guess, returned to his motel when he ate and drank half the beverage and went to sleep. Okay? But the next morning, when he poured the rest of the drink out, he allegedly found a napkin and the gelatin capsules at the bottom of the cup. Now, I don't know much about what meth pills look like. I didn't realize they come as gelatin capsules. Plaintiff did not initially know what the two capsules were, but later testing revealed that they were methamphetamine and that it appeared that they may have been illicitly manufactured. Maldonado suffered nausea and severe mental distress after consuming the beverage, as in seeking unspecified damage. Now, this is also kind of interesting because if you had consumed meth, I don't know how you would have a full good night's sleep and then wake up the next day. But, maybe he was really tired. Following the March 9, 2014 incident, he went back to the restaurant with the cup and the contents and complained to the store manager, who apologized and offered him a gift certificate for a free burger. In-N-Out said the claims were baseless and that they will address the issue in court. Maldonado has sued the chain for alleging negligence and strict liability. See, the problem is how do you prove that because somebody could say somebody was over at the motel, threw the food in the drink. You know, how do you go home with a napkin in your drink? At In-N-Out Burger, we have always served the freshest, highest quality burgers, fries, drinks. Customer safety is one of our highest priorities. We will vigorously defend these baseless claims due to the fact that this matter involves ongoing litigation. We will unfortunately not be able to comment any further. Toxicology results from last August submitted found the pills contained meth. However, the test of the napkin and cup conducted was negative for the drug. Yeah, see, that's also a hard thing, too, okay? So now all over the news you have In-N-Out, and maybe one of the workers did stick a napkin in with the meth pills, okay? But I think there is a way to figure this out. And I mean, again, we're already talking about a year and a half old. But, all right, you know, you could tell how long the pills digested. Or, let's say if the pills were inside a liquid cup for however long. He bought it. He went to a motel. He went to sleep. Wouldn't the capsules be mostly disintegrated? Or you could tell, based on the solution, you could calculate, all right, when it happened. So if it looks like they were there for 5 hours versus 10 hours, some scientists could figure that out. So my guess is there's still going to be some testing. Because if I was in and out, I'd be like, wait a second, how do I know it was us? All right, but if they were these certain capsules that really won't digest anymore or dissolve, all right, then they got something. I don't know. Then I'm wondering, I don't think you can get fingerprints off of it. It's kind of interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Eminem has opened up about his Vicodin and Valium addiction. And he said these drugs left a quote-unquote hole in his stomach. He says he got drunk on a regular basis. I'd say the alcohol would probably be more the culprit of the ulceration than the Vicodin and Valium, but it could all still play into effect. You know, Eminem is 42 years old. Back in 2007, he had a drug overdose and was hospitalized. He decided to lose weight, but then unfortunately, I think he got addicted. Let me see here. I'm trying to look at everything that happened to him. 2007, I overdosed on pills. I went to the hospital. I was close to 230 pounds. I'm not sure how I got so big, but I have ideas. I'm looking at him. I mean, he still wore the weight well. Said the codeine on the Vicodin and the Valium I've been taking for years leaves a hole in your stomach. So to avoid stomach ache, I was constantly eating and eating badly. Okay. So apparently he went through treatment. Okay. He would also order steak. He said he ate a lot of red meat. He became depressed. He was recluse up in his Michigan home, probably because not a lot of people like his songs. And then he was admitted to the hospital, unfortunately. And he lost his weight. I think he did Insanity to lose his weight. Insanity seems, I mean, gosh, my patients would do it. They really lose weight. They really like it. He was able to overcome. I think, is he in the new movie? He's going to be in, going to be in the movie Southpaw. Anyway, I love hearing stories where people are able to overcome. I just met another patient of mine who apparently was addicted to meth and has been doing amazing getting off of it. And, drugs used to be very stigmatized, okay? You would do drugs or you would become addicted to drugs. You'd go through rehab and, you couldn't get a job. You couldn't, keep a spouse. And it's not like that anymore. Okay, people become addicted, they overcome, and they beat it. And it's very beatable. And, look at Robert Downey Jr. Look at all sorts of people that were able to overcome and, in fact, have a very, very successful career and relationship in life, etc. So, if you guys have any of those problems or any of those issues, it's not that it's all downhill from here, okay? There are things you could do. Kraft is recalling 36,000 cases of singles. You know, Kraft cheese, American cheese, the white American and American cheeses, because they received 3 reports of choking. The affected packages were sold in the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Grand Cayman. Consumers should contact Kraft for a full refund. Apparently what happened, from what I understand, is there was this batch of manufacturing code S54 and S55. And what happens is when you take off the paper, the wrapper, part of the wrapper still sticks and stays on the cheese. They say a thin strip of the individual packaging film may remain adhered to the slice after the wrapper has been removed. So if the film sticks to the cheese and is not removed, it could unfortunately cause a choking hazard. So it already received 10 consumer complaints and 3 reports of choking due to the wrappers not coming off the cheese completely. By the way, good for you guys for notifying the company. Okay, I really commend you guys for doing that, because I can't tell you how many times I have a bad product. And if it was a health hazard, yeah, I would complain too. But a lot of times you get a bad product and you're like, you know what, I'm just not buying it anymore, and I throw it out. All right. But, that's happened before when you take, you open up some cheese and there's still a little plastic there. Those are health hazards. So good for you. All right. I'm glad you called. All right. Let me see here. Next. See, we're just hitting through the news. All right. There is a brain training app that can help people with schizophrenia. We are now really utilizing our smartphones and cell phones, and we are finding that there's a lot of things out there that can now be used as, for mental exercises, for memory, for brain training. It's a brain training iPad game developed by Britain to improve the memory of patients with schizophrenia. Scientists at Cambridge University said tests on a small number of patients who played the game over 4 weeks had improvement in their memory and learning. I guess the game called Wizard is designed to help so-called episodic memory. It's a type of memory needed to remember where you left your keys several hours ago or remember a few hours later where you parked your car. So since schizophrenia affects a wide range of psychological symptoms, this can be pretty cool, especially when it helps with the memory aspect. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.